The focus is on coronary heart disease, which is a fatty build-up of deposits on the coronary arteries leading to the heart, and it's one of the biggest killers of men under the age of 75.
What are things like for people here in Hertfordshire?
Well, as individuals, we're all at risk because of many lifestyle choices that we make. That's the same in Hertfordshire as other areas of the country. For example, if you smoke or have high blood pressure or high cholesterol or you don't exercise regularly, these are all risk factors that can increase your risk of suffering from coronary heart disease.
Now, I gather the problem is it's on the increase. But what's the reason for that? Why are things getting worse? Surely things should be getting better as medicine improves, as we're more conscious about the needs for exercise. So what's gone wrong?
Well, medical technology has moved on. We can treat patients better, etc. However, quite a lot of the things I mentioned are about lifestyle choices. Of particular interest to me is the amount of physical activity or lack of physical activity that people do. And we know in Hertfordshire, only about 1 in 5 get enough physical activity to be beneficial for their health, and about 50% report doing nothing at all each week. So it really is quite a problem.
So what are we doing then? We've all got the same amount of time because we're all living through the same hours. So what are some of us not doing properly then?
Well, quite a lot of people have busy lives with family and work, and often report that they don't have enough time to do exercise. However, when you look at TV viewing figures or screen time, so such as games, consoles and computers, on average people or adults spend about 4 hours a day. So we think we don't have enough time, but in essence we just choose to use our time differently.
Lifestyles are a lot different to how they used to be. People are genuinely more busy than they used to be. But what are the things that we could do to still make the most of the time that we do have and get the most out of that kind of exercise that we have?
Well, I think that the key message is we don't necessarily have to join a gym or take up a sport. It's trying to incorporate exercise into your everyday life. So ideally, as adults, we should be trying to get 150 minutes per week, which roughly works out at 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day. So that could just be brisk walking that gets you slightly out of breath, so you could choose to park your car a little further away from work or home or the shops. You know, you could play football in the park with the kids. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a sport. Some people do like to do sport or join a gym, that's their choice, but it needs to be incorporated into their everyday life. If you try and do something that doesn't knit with the rest of your life, you're more likely to drop out and stop doing it, and then you won't get the health benefits.
What am I at risk of if I'm not getting enough exercise, if I'm not eating the right foods, if I'm just being altogether rather naughty health-wise? What's going to happen to me over time?
A number of things, really. First of all, you're more at risk of coronary heart disease. So that's when the arteries clog up to the heart. So if you're not exercising, you're more than twice as likely to get coronary heart disease than if you exercise regularly. So that's important. But there's other lifestyle choices that you can make as well. For example, smoking is a big contributor to coronary heart disease. So I would urge anyone who's a smoker to try and give up. And in Hertfordshire, we have a very good stop smoking service that helps people give up. And they can provide lots of support with things like nicotine replacement therapy that can really increase people's chances. So they're not alone.